Are we giving away who's in our finest 56s?
Possibly.
All right.
It's nice to know you remember to do it this week.
Show. Hello, patrons. Happy Friday. It's a differential show, which is where we get into the weekend's action.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're well. Do you know what you're doing for your transfer, Serge?
Nope.
No, me neither. Do you want to discuss it?
Well, I haven't even looked at it, to be honest with you. So I don't really know what I can do to add any kind of value to the conversation. Rashford is out.
Yeah, contrary to some reports this morning, Marcus Rashford has a chance of being back for the Seville second leg next Thursday. He's not going to play at Nottingham Forest on Sunday. The chances, considering problems they've just picked up, maybe they'll force him through a little bit. I'd say game week 33, obviously he's a week later against Tottenham. There's every chance he may be back for that, so I think general consensus and probably advice at the moment for most people is probably if you're free hitting in 32, as long as you've got cover this week, there's every reason to say probably keep. If you want to sell, by all means, do so. For those not free hitting in 32, there's obviously more of a case to sell because obviously they definitely don't have a fixture in any case, right? Have you decided what you're doing yet, strategy?
I'll probably just buy, standard, free hit 32.
So you're still going to do that?
Yeah, because I'm going to sell Salah this week.
You're going to sell Salah this week?
Yep.
I'm thinking about buying him.
Yeah, I know, but I can't, if I want to sell Tony and buy Haaland, mate, I need to find 4.4 million. Don't have anywhere else to find that much money other than Harry Kane. So would I rather Harry Kane at home to Bournemouth or Salah away at Leeds? And I know you'll have your biases in your head with Spurs, but for me, I'm going to get rid of Salah because I can have him on free hit the week after anyway, and I've got a wild card to buy him back in 34. So I'll just do that.
Okay.
To be honest with you. And fine. It gives me 8.3 million, so I'll just probably do what everybody else is doing.
And Captain Haaland.
Buy Haaland and Grealish and sell Salah and Tony.
Is that a hit for you or
free
transfers?
No, it's one hit. So no, it's two frees. What am I talking about?
So what, Salah to Grealish and Tony Haaland, to Haaland?
Tony to Haaland. Done.
Okay.
Captain Haaland. I will then be lined up with Kepa in goal. I've got Kepa versus Steele. They're playing each other. So I'll just go with the home keeper in Kepa. It'll be Newcastle away at
Villa.
Arsenal away at West Ham. Ben White will definitely play. Chilwell will play. Van Dijk will play. And Trippier will play. So four at the back. I'll bench Botman. I'll play Saka, Mitoma, McAllister.
Grealish.
Kane, Isak, Haaland. I won't play McAllister. I'll bench McAllister. I'll bench Rashford.
You're playing 4-4-3 and your name's not Todd Bolly.
Yeah, I'm going to bench McAllister. I'm going to bench Rashford and I'm going to bench Sven Botman. Fuck me, there's a three to sit on the bench in there.
So I haven't quite decided what I'm doing yet. There's 3.8 million in the bank. Luke Shaw is a definite keep for me. He may even be involved this weekend. I don't think we'll get any concrete news prior to deadline probably on him, but he may well be involved, particularly considering Martinez definitely and probably Varane picked up injury issues for United last night in that draw with Seville, and he obviously can cover at centre back as well, so could be involved. I've got cover with Botman and Henry this week anyway, so no intention doing anything with that. But I'm undecided, and a lot of the thinking is around Grealish and Salah. I'm considering binning Fernandes and keeping Rashford, which makes no sense. But I'm considering a minus four of Madison to Grealish and Fernandes to Salah, which does work. Play 3-4-3 this week. And I'm left with probably the midfield five of choice that I'd want for game week 34. But selling Bruno Fernandes for a hit when they've got issues away to Nottingham Forest does not feel right. does not feel right. There's some other things are considered, which is like not buying Grealish. So, for example, going Madison to Salah, I can't quite do him in one move. I have 3.8 million in the bank. I'd need to make a sacrifice of around about 0.9. I could move David Raya to Jason Steele, Ben Chilwell to Nathan Ake. There's a number of potential moves I'm considering. I think the most likely thing I'm going to do is just buy Jack Grealish for James Maddison and leave it at that. But I know I'm taking these hits either now or in 33 or 34. And it's weighing up, I guess, for example, is any of them worth actually taking the hit for right now? Like going Raya to Steele, is that worth it to force in Salah now rather than Grealish? Then I've only got Haaland. Like, who do I want more this week? It's probably Grealish. So I think the most likely move for me is probably Maddison to Grealish. I'd line up 3-4-3. Raya, Chilwell, Trippier. I'd go Henry first sub over Botman. That's purely because I own Ollie Watkins. And then McAllister, Mitoma, Grealish, Fernandes, Haaland, Tony, Watkins. God, it's just started absolutely lashing down with rain, I think, by the sounds of that.
It's kind of, sort of, James. Here's another thought for you. I want to keep my two Brighton in McAllister and Mitoma because they've got so many doubles and still, right? That I'm about to go for a few players that don't play in game week 32. And Marcus Rashford is one that I could potentially keep as well. So, Kepa and Chilwell, double Chelsea defence, don't play in 32.
Yep.
Other than that, I've got a full team. I've got double Newcastle, Botman and Trippier. I've got Van Dijk and Ben White.
Yep.
I've got Salah and Saka.
Yeah.
Kane, Isak, Tony.
Yeah.
For 32.
Was you listening to me on Tuesday?
Yeah, yeah. So I could just go Kepa to a keeper playing next week and Chilwell to a defender playing next week. Skip Haaland, but then I don't have to use my free hit next week. I've got Salah captain. I've got Saka captain.
I think yours is... Week. The thing is, you're
so
going...
So borderline.
You're going free Liverpool, free Arsenal, right? On free hit. You've already got four. And you've got, like, decent...
I could
like,
buy Isak, Alisson. Trippier. Could I buy Alisson and Zinchenko, for example? Yeah. But I'd have double defence for Arsenal and double defence for...
Basically
Liverpool.
Comes on to, can you deal with the Haaland fear or not? Like, if you don't get him, who do you captain?
Well, this week.
Do you go Kane?
Harry, home to Bournemouth. It's got to be. Harry, home to Bournemouth.
I think Harry probably is the best choice for non-Haaland.
I think Saka's going to outscore him, but that's my West Ham bias.
I don't actually.
In. I'm really not even fucking sure I'm going to go to the game right now as it stands, mate.
Okay, that's grim news. Yeah, I haven't decided yet. Hopefully by the time I do the streams later today, I'll have made my mind up. But I'm not quite decided yet. As I said, I think it's probably Maddison, Grealish, most likely for me. But I'm tempted just to pull the plug on Fernandes. The reason, by the way, to pull the plug on Fernandes rather than Rashford, I mean, value is one thing. But not specifically the value built up in Rashford. I don't care about that at this stage. It's more the fact I know if I sell him, I'm definitely buying him back. It's just two transfers. Whereas if he's back even for 34, I don't want to do anything with it. And arguably with my setup, because I've got three decent forwards at the moment in Tony, Watkins, Haaland. If Tony escapes the ban and I'm in a position where I end up having to play, say, Tony and Isak in 34 at home to Forest and Southampton respectively, yeah, I'm okay with that. I know that at some point I'm definitely buying Marcus Rashford back unless someone said, right, he's out till 36, 37. So I think it's dependent on the makeup of what's in your squad. What I'd say to people is don't keep because you're 0.6 up or something. Keep because you know that you'll want to buy him back is more the point. And if I sell him and I want to buy him back, there's other things I want to do. Like I need to find a Salah route potentially, or I need to consider what I'm doing if I'm not going for Salah. No Manchester City defence, no Liverpool defence. There's things I'd need to think about 34. I've only got two Brighton.
Right.
And moving on something like Rashford and then bringing him back, it's just cutting me off worse. We'd rather be in a position, I think, again, the most likely is just to buy Grealish for Maddison, is if Rashford's back, look at it and go, right, do I just want to go Fernandes to Salah? in 33. Get that done. But I need to take a minus four if I do it in 33.
I cannot do the Alisson and Zinchenko.
Can't.
No. But I can do Ramsdale and Konate.
Just a note on Konate, he's missed 2 days of training this week. Okay. But they're expecting him to rejoin training today. And obviously that game's not till Monday. So he should be all
right. Yeah, and I could do just one move this week, right? I could just move Kepa to Ramsdale and do the Konate move next week. Keep Chilwell this week.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'm lined up with triple... Like, I listened to Clash of the Correspondents with Ricky yesterday, and he was like, I'm going to be triple Arsenal, triple Liverpool, triple Newcastle, Kane and Tony. That's what I've got. Have I got the optimum of all of them? Maybe not, because I'd rather two attacking, one defensive Arsenal. But I've got two defensive, one attacking, and the same for Liverpool. I've got five at the back, but... It's Forest at home, Southampton at home. Like, all of these fuckers keep clean sheets. Tottenham at home for Newcastle, quids in. Like, it could go really, really well, or it could just be meh.
Are you selling Rashford?
No, that's benching him. That's benching him.
So why not? If you're going to wildcard 34, think of it like this. This is different for you, right? If you're going to wildcard, it's not like you're selling him, buying him back as part of a wildcard. If he's available 34, great, right? Why don't you consider Rashford to... Is it Martinelli? Have you not got?
That means holding Kepa slash... Chil. I could bench Chilwell instead of Rashford.
Then just get a keeper next week. Doesn't have to be an Alisson, does it?
No, it can be Ramsdale. No, it couldn't be Ramsdale. Because it
could be Neto, whatever. Fabianski, whatever.
The downside of that, James, is the value in Rashford. Is it going to be a bit of a kick in the balls?
But does it matter? We're in the fucking final stretch now, man.
Going to be playing around a little bit here. And then no Haaland. Shit the bed.
There's that as well.
Shit the bed.
Okay, so basically it's the differential show. It's Friday lunchtime. We don't know what we're fucking doing yet. Sorry, kids.
Normally we do the predictions first, but we went straight into our team.
Oh, shit. Today. Yeah, we do know which we do the predictions.
You said, do you know what you're doing? I said, all right. Okay, let's do the predictions. Early kickoff tomorrow is Aston Villa, Newcastle. This is going to be a very tight one. I'm going to tip it to Newcastle 2-1, which is going to be Villa's first defeat in a long time. I know it's a home tie. Could easily go the other way. I don't think this is an easy one to call. I think home advantage will play a part for Villa, and they're in good form. Newcastle are good, though. I mean, they've just beaten Manchester United. They've just spanked us. Then they've gone and beaten Brentford. I think Newcastle are in good form. I'm going 2-1 to Newcastle. Sorry, Lee. But I think it could easily be a draw.
Yeah, it's a difficult call. It's a challenging game for both teams. I'm inclined to agree with you and give Newcastle the edge. Some interesting conversation happened on the Villa Slack channel last couple of days, which is worth having a look at, in terms of, are Villa punching massively above expectations on XG? And I think that's down to interpretation on how you view that at the moment. You've obviously been on a great run, and they're very capable of beating Newcastle, but I just think ultimately Newcastle are a better team, and I'm going to give them the edge for this one, and I'm going to go 2-1 like usage.
Cool. Chelsea Brighton, I'm going to put this down, James, as a Desmond 2-2. On paper and on grass, Brighton the better team. They should win. It wouldn't surprise me if they could, but home tie for Chelsea. I think the crowd are going to get behind the team. As much as Frank Lampard was an underwhelming appointment, I think it was an okay short-term appointment because he is a club legend. I think the fans will be up for it. I think they'll be motivated for this home tie, and they'll want to go into the Real Madrid game like in as positive a state as they possibly can, despite the fact that they probably won't go through that tie anyway. So I think there's going to be a good vibe around Chelsea, but I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat Brighton. So 2-2. Goals galore.
Disagree in terms of goals galore. I think Chelsea fans, you predict us to score twice, Suj. I think the...
I think there's going to be a good vibe there, mate.
Renewed optimism and good vibe, I think, is already gone, considering the two performances in the last bit. And they weren't bad at Real Madrid, but after a bright opening, they had two really good counter-attacking situations. It fell off a little bit, and it just became back containment and giving themselves half a shot for Tuesday, which is understandable, and that's important. Tuesday, they play Real Madrid Tuesday. There's a number of players who played in the Bernabeu who I imagine will not play against Brighton. Thiago Silva was back. I can't believe that they'll risk him for this one. Koulibaly went off with a hamstring injury, we think. Not confirmed at time of recording. So I guess the back three is probably going to be something like Fofana, Badiashile, Cucurella. Did they even take the chance with Fofana? Maybe Chalobah might even play. I imagine Ben Chilwell will play. He's obviously suspended for the second leg. Definite red card. It just made an error of judgment. Should let Rodrigo go through. I don't think the atmosphere will be up for tomorrow, to be honest. I think they'll be thinking far more about Tuesday. I think Brighton are probably very determined to get on a football pitch following what happened to them at Tottenham last Saturday. The one thing I do agree with you, Sudges, I think at the moment they're the better football team, and I'm going to back Brighton to win this 1-0.
Okay. Everton, Fulham, 2-0 Everton. Sean Dyche, keep it tight. No Mitrovic.
So why not 1-0?
Nah, I think 2. No Mitrovic, no threat for Fulham, and I think they'll be Everton will dig in defensively. And I'm backing them to just get a couple, you know. Cheeky little Damari Gray and a Tarkowski header.
Okay. I can't explain why, but I've also got 2-0. A cheeky Michael King goal for me. There you go.
Are we giving away who's in our finals 56s?
Possibly.
All right.
It's nice to know you remember to do it this week. Sitch.
Southampton Palace.
Southampton got to win this, and I don't think they will.
1-1.
I've gone 2-1 Palace.
I've got 1-1, but yeah.
Palace have got not complete freedom. It certainly won't want to lose to the team that's bottom when they're trying to stay up themselves. But I think, obviously, completely reinvigorated at the moment. I think they'll have too much for Saints. 2-1 Palace.
2-1. Spurs Bournemouth. This is a it's a weird one because if you look at the league table and you look at the players, it's quite comfortable, isn't it, really? It should be a Spurs win, shouldn't it, really? So why is it that it's so hard to just predict a straightforward 2-0, 3-1, something like that to Spurs at the moment? It's just bizarre that...
You know exactly why.
Just so bonkers. Like I'm predicting 2-1 Spurs, but... with no confidence in that result. Like, Bournemouth have been all right the last few. They've 3 out of the last 5 they've won. A little bit of goal threat. I think their motivation, like, if you look at the team spirit or motivation of where they're at, it's going to be better than where you guys are at. And that accounts for a lot. And they've got some all right players, to be honest with you.
Most of them fit, but a few kind of defensive issues.
I'm going to go 2-1 Spurs, but...
But I don't know why.
I think it's going to be difficult. Sometimes you turn it on and, you know, when your front players are on form, you could easily blow them away 4-0 or something, but I don't think that's going to be the case. 2-1.
No, to be honest, I think you summarised that perfectly fine. I'm going to go the same. Yeah, just give us home advice. We have won 5 in a row at home, and that has included beating Brighton, Man City, Chelsea, yourselves. So... yeah, we're getting it done at home at the moment, and I think with what's to come, we've got to get it done tomorrow. So yeah, same 2-1. Wouldn't be surprised if they have more of the ball, remarkably.
Wolves Brentford. I'm going to go with an away win on this one. Not a high scoring affair, but Brentford are difficult, and Wolves are quite dogged as well. But I think 2-1 Brentford, just because of the firepower of Tony. I just think they have more attacking threat than Wolves. So I'm going to go 2-1 to Brentford for this one. But I don't think it's going to be a easy game for either team.
That they definitely do. And there's every chance they'll switch to a back four tomorrow. We know they play a back three in the more high-profile games. Pontus Janssen's got a hamstring injury, so that may kind of enforce that thinking in any case. Not that Zanka and others can't play that position, but I think they'll probably switch to a back four. I think that does make them a little bit more open. The game is more important for Wolves. We should always factor that into our thinking, I think, at this stage of the season. I'm going to go draw 1-1.
Man City at home to Leicester.
This is where Sudge decides that he needs to buy Haaland.
Nah, I mean, Leicester, no. That they have to fight for their fucking lives. And this is a game where you've got nothing to lose, right? Everyone's expecting you to completely get spanked.
Of all the teams down there, they're the one you don't know if it's in them. 4-5.
Like, I look at when Everton played City, and they really fought, right? Like, I mean, you could argue that Ben Godfrey maybe fought too much in that game, but they really fought for it. You've got nothing to lose. You may as well just dig in and make it difficult and try and keep it as tight as possible for as long as possible. City, on the other hand, I mean, they're 1 foot in the semis, aren't they, in the Champions League? So the return leg against Bayern, still going to be tricky, but that cushion maybe takes the pressure off a little bit here, where you'd thought, have they got one and a half eyes or one eye on the semi, on the quarterfinal to get into the semi?
Yeah, he'll pick his strongest team.
Less so because of how comfortably they won the first leg. But I think it's not going to be a rout. I'm going to go 2-0 to City. But that's probably because I think Leicester are going to really dig in and City are going to coast through. They're just going to do what they need to do to win.
What did you say, Scott?
2-0.
2-0?
Yeah. 2-0. Game set. If you said to me both teams are going to go 100% the best they possibly can, 6-0 City, I just don't think they will.
Just 6?
I just don't think they will.
I think you really should give some consideration. If that's genuinely what you think.
2-0 City.
You should give some consideration to taking him on. You're predicting City and Tottenham for the same
amount of goals. I may well, James. I mean, it's only in our conversation earlier that I started thinking about not free hitting in 32. The only issue with not free hitting in 32 is I don't know when the fuck else I'll use the bastard thing. But
I've said that.
Yeah, 2-0 City. I'm not thinking it's going to go mental, mate.
3-1 City with Ian Acho to get an 85th minute consolation for Leicester.
On your bench?
No, I've sold you've the got prick. Oh, yeah. What were you going to say? You've got to play him. No. He'd be right on radar, though, if suddenly he's back in the team. I think, look, Leicester changing management, etc., will make it a more interesting game, whereas I think if they'd not done something this week, we could have been looking at a serious... And it's not to say that that won't happen in any case. But they'll have a plan for Manchester City between them, Smith, Shakespeare and John Terry. But City, too much. When I say they'll pick their strongest team, Guardiola may have things about that where he wants to play Mahrez rather than Bernardo or play Alvarez instead of De Bruyne. But wherever
Haaland.
No, instead of De Bruyne. Haaland will play. There's no doubt about that. When I say his strongest team and what he thinks is for that particular opponent, what his strongest team is. In any case, I think it'll have too much. But yeah, they still have the habit of conceding the odd goal, don't they? So I'm going to go 3-1.
West Ham, Arsenal. I've got 4-0 Arsenal for this one.
Jesus fuck, Suge, man. Were you good last night? Or? I saw FPL Iron's tweet and he said, getting fucking battered by Ghent. Okay.
I think we'll win the home leg and go through, but I think we'll just win it 1-0 or 2-1 or something, like one goal, that's it, and we'll go through.
Anderlecht won as well last night.
They were...
Man, so in your lap to get to that final.
Good. They were... We weren't good, no. Like, part of my motivation, when I got in from watching the games, I said to my wife, I don't know if I could be fucked to go on Sunday, if I'm honest with you. I'm like, I don't know if I could be fucked to renew my season ticket next year. It's just... I think we'll still go through, but I don't think we were good. But I also don't think that they're particularly that good.
It's a free hit for you in the sense that there's no expectation on the game. So, you know, it's one of them if you get.
You can't go swinging because then they'll come and smash us.
No, but you're not going to go swinging, are you? No, when I say it's a free hit, all I mean is there's no pressure on this one. No. That's all I mean. And I just know that if they don't score early against you, you can be a pain in the arse. And I think you'll make it a difficult game for them. And I'm going to go 1-0 to Arsenal.
That's a very low score, mate. They're going to steamroll us. Nottingham Forest, Man United. This is a comfortable 3-0 away win I'm going with Manchester United for this one, to be honest with you. And I think in a strange way, with Rashford not playing... Because he has been the focus, right? He's really been the man recently. It might free up some headspace for the others to come in and get in on the act and what have you. Forest, bang pony at the moment. So 3-0 Manchester United.
They are, but I think the expectation for Forest, you know, when we look at you playing Arsenal and saying it's a free hit, it's not for Forest. Forest needs to get something. It's no more time for fucking about now. And United's injury situation means that they can target it. United essentially could be missing the whole of their first choice back four. It's worth saying Casemiro will obviously be back from his ban. Martial back, supposedly played quite well for an hour last night. That's another thing about selling Rashford. If he was out for a while, a consciousness, could it open up a spot for him? Because the forwards in FPL in 34 aren't great, looking at them. Despite United's problems, and despite the fact, give away one of the quiz answers, Forest have scored in every home game since August. They have obviously played each other three times since the World Cup, and United kept a clean sheet in all of them, and won very convincingly in all of them. And they did rotate in a couple of them as well. And I still think they'll just have too much here for me. So 2-0 to Manchester United.
Cool. Monday Night Football.
It would be very typical Liverpool, considering their away record this season, to give everybody a nice bit of hope after their second half performance against Arsenal and have 8 days to prepare for Leeds and still manage to wet the fucking bed, considering how badly Leeds got beat by Palace. I would not be surprised at all if Leeds beat Liverpool on Monday, but I don't think that they will. I'm going to back Liverpool to win 2-1 because I think as much as Liverpool continue to have issues, I think Leeds have got bigger ones.
I'm in exactly the same scoreline. I think it could be 1-1 as much as 2-1, but Leeds really took a slapping last week, so maybe they need to get their house in order, and Javi Gracia is not going to be too happy. So maybe they'll come out and come out swinging because of that, but I am going to think that Liverpool are good for 2-1 in that one. Cool. Dead team, differential team, James. I haven't even seen where they're at. Did you do any big changes with them?
Not with a dead team, no, because it's dead, mate. Oh,
no, I mean the differential team.
Yes, differential. I rolled for usage so we could discuss it together. And I think I have decided on what we should do, strategy, and we'll talk about it in a sec.
Dead team's dead.
Dead team for us is dead, yeah.
Look at that bench. Cancelo, Zaha, Mitrovic. What the fuck? And Sanchez in goal. He's lost his place.
It's a good job we got Nico Williams playing every week at the moment. 43 points. The manager of the week for the Deads was Matthew E. 70 points. Includes Haaland captain. He's up to fourth overall, by the way, Matthew. And Joe Harris, who had the second highest score, is first in the Zombie League at the moment. Wooden spoon goes to our good friend Claire Easley. 29 points. Returns for Salah captain and Heung-min Son, who scored a lovely goal last weekend. The differential surge, we scored 46 last week. Not great. Returns for Tyrone Mings, 6. Solly March, 7. Isak, 5. Captain Ollie Watkins, 14. Managed to leave a nice 20 points on the bench there as well. But we did get significantly more that when we used the bench boost the week before.
But we are beating Russell Clark, I do notice.
Now, Russell wildcarded last week and got 62. He's narrowed the gap down to 5 points. And looking at the team that Russell was wildcarded, he is definitely going to free hit in 32. Otherwise, he's got no fucking team. And he's going to be very well set for 34. Who was the differential manager of the week? It was Russell with his 62. Returns for Martinez, Mings, Grealish, Isak. Also, joint highest was Joe Liggis. Returns for Dunk, Mings, Philip Billing, 11. Solly March, Captain Ollie Watkins, Alexander Isak. Andy Nick, I want to give you a shout out, mate. -2 overall for this week. Took a -16 because I think he owed some hits. And somehow only managed to get 14 as well. Lowest score otherwise was Ross Harrison with 27, returned for Pickford 4, Isak 5, actually a fucking lot. Madison, I mean Captain Madison by the looks of that. Right, the differential surge. So, we've got 9.6 million in the bank, 2 free transfers. Ollie Watkins is good to keep surge, 19.5%. Now, looking ahead to next week, we've got 3 Newcastle in place. We've got 3 Aston Villa in place. We've got Neto in goal. We've got Madison. We've got 8 in theory. But Ollie Watkins is going to go beyond that 20% this week. So that you can make that 7, I think. That 7 also includes, obviously, no Liverpool, no Arsenal. Now, as discussed with Rob Pick last week, there's nothing actually really you can get from Arsenal. But having thought about it a little bit more, there are two players that could be viable to get from Arsenal. Rob Holding is obviously available if William Saliba is still absent. And actually, we can have Granit Xhaka. And actually, for this, for 1 week, that's not terrible.
Yep.
Considering where he plays positionally. If anything happens to the front three as well, might be able to sneak Trossard in.
Okay.
Free Liverpool is gettable. You can have something like Robertson, Darwin, Nunez and Gakpo, mate. Fine. So I think, having reflected on it this week, that the best thing for us to do would still be to free hit.
Next week.
In 32.
Okay.
Which means we absolutely, definitely should use our two free transfers now. And we should obviously be looking forward to players that will be useful for us in game week 34. So I think, like, those Arsenal players I mentioned, we don't buy for this, do we?
No.
No. So Trossard, by the way, is 8.5% owned. I'd arguably even stick him in anyway. I think if he gets half hour against Southampton, he might be all right, actually. So some players for suggestions. So goalkeeper, Leno.
So we're keeping Havertz because he's got a double in 34.
No, he hasn't. He's got Arsenal away. That's it. Okay. 37. He will do. So
Liverpool, Fulham, City,
but,
West Ham.
But you got to think. You got to think next week, or even for 33, because obviously we're not going to sell Watkins now. I don't think.
Yep.
He's going to have to go in 33. And I think in terms of forwards for potential replacement for him, Darwin Nunez, Anthony Martial, Dominic Solanke, probably the only ones of interest right now. Now, Solanke doesn't do us a lot for 34. It's a decent single at home to Leeds. Doesn't do us a lot. So I feel like Darwin Nunez is one there, but then we don't really want to keep Havertz either. Also, though, look at the money in the bank. Like 9-odd million now. If he fucking sits there, he sits there. As first sub, is it the biggest deal? No. So I think forwards we probably leave for now, unless you want to go Martial now, really.
What's the alternatives?
Alternatives. So keepers, I think Leno and Steele.
Mm-hmm. Steele's a good shot. So many doubles.
But we've already got three Brighton, so it would mean selling one of the others.
Okay.
So Leno, I think, is the only one really that would be of interest to get as a doubler. Now, to get now doesn't feel right. We've both predicted Everton to get a couple tomorrow. Defenders, Robertson and Konate. Mm-hmm. Nathan Aki, Ruben Diaz, Manchester City. You can extend that into other City players as well, but I think they're the best two. Midfield, Gakpo, Gundogan, Grealish.
Madison to Grealish.
Buendia to Gundogan.
I was going to say Gakpo, but...
Now, the only thing with that...
I don't mind either.
The only thing with that is, yeah, exactly that. It would cut us off in 34 from buying... That midfield would be set then. Fernandes, Gundogan, Grealish, McAllister, March. You ain't touching that, mate. Mm-hmm. Which does mean we could come back and then focus on the defence, goalkeeper and attack in 33, 34. Might be one way of looking at it. My instinct is just to dive in on City, mate.
Yeah. I have strongly considered going Gundo over Grealish if I was going into City just to be different. There's no logic behind it. It's just to be different. So getting both kind of covers us off, doesn't it?
The other thing is you say sacrifice Madison, but would Buendia be a better sacrifice if we just go one?
Yeah, if we were just going one, I'd probably say...
Madison feels like it could still be more useful to us,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Also, with James Madison, his ownership is 9.7%. And if he did have a good week and a good 32, we ain't going to get him back. It's unlikely we'd want to get him back, but do you know what I mean? That's close enough, I think, keep the one with the ownership at the moment. I would consider, therefore, going... I think we say Grealish over Gundogan, we agree, for Buendia. And either go Diaz for Mings or Dunk. A dunk feels like it doesn't make sense, but then we shift it about where we'd go back for Steele in goal, maybe, rather than Leno.
I'd rather get Steele than Leno. So, yeah, I'm keen to do that.
Taking out Dunk this week don't quite feel right, though.
Well, I think Chelsea are going to score.
I don't.
I think they will score.
How would we set up this week if we did that? So you'd rather go, what, Diaz for Dunk, or would you prefer Aki?
Aki.
Really? Yeah. We don't need to save the money.
If we don't need to save the money, go Diaz. If we don't need to save the money, go Diaz.
Or would you rather just get like a Darwin in for Havertz now, but you know that you're going to have to sell Watkins for another forward?
It doesn't make sense if we know we're going to have to sell Watkins.
Yeah. Okay, so Buendia to Grealish. Mm-hmm. You want to sell Dunk?
Yes.
Or Mings?
Dunk for Diaz.
Are we better off just selling Mings? And then if we get stuck and we have to go Leno, then it's better set, isn't it?
Why would we get stuck?
Well,
and not be able to get Steele?
Well, we'd have Mings and Chilwell. We wouldn't want either in 34, and we currently got two Newcastle defenders, which is like fine at home in Southampton, but we're going to want to improve that area. Dunk definitely plays in 34.
I think Steele's better cover. I think he's...
Basically, we just don't want Leno, is what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not so keen on Leno. They are on the beach.
But then we don't know. Like, we could just play like Neto at home to Leeds in 34.
That Steele's going to be
not terrible.
I still prefer Steele.
It seems to make more sense to sell Mings, I think.
Yeah.
Sell Mings for which one do you want? I'll let you pick which one you get.
Diaz.
You want Diaz?
Yeah. If money's no object, I'll go Diaz.
Okay, so how would we line up this week? So we would have Watkins, Havertz, Isak. We'd have a midfield five of Grealish, March, McAllister, Fernandes, Maddison. Right, so obviously March, McAllister, Fernandes, Grealish definitely play. Watkins and Isak definitely play. Havertz versus Maddison. Or do you want to take the minus four and go to Free City?
Definitely Havertz over Maddison.
You think?
Yeah. But then we're of differing opinions. I think Chelsea are going to score a couple. You don't think they're going to score at all. You think Leicester are going to score one. I think Leicester aren't going to score at all. So, you know, we're obviously going to think differently on that one.
Havertz didn't even start Tuesday.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he won't.
No, I'm not sure about that. Okay, fine. Havertz. Back line. So Diaz, we'd play Chilwell. It's offensive. It's different. And then what? Dunk or one
especially
of the Newcastle boys?
He's not going to play on Tuesday as well. Sure.
We'd play Dunk or one of the Newcastle boys. Either way, it's contradictory. I'd go Dunk, I think.
Go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, go for it. But then you do know you're going against what you like to do, which is that all-in strategy.
But it's all-in either way.
Against Havertz.
Yeah, but we've got Newcastle versus Watkins.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
So it's all-in either...
Go Dunk.
It's fucked either way.
Go Dunk.
Captain? Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the most nailed victory, I think, amongst them.
I'm in agreement with that. Okay, fine. That's what we're going to do. Minus 56, manager of the week, 84 points. Wayne Sturman, team Frosty United, returns for Alex Moreno, David De Gea, Billing, Martinelli, Grealish, Watkins and Captain Haaland. And yes, there was a joint top scorer with 84 points. Yes, the fourth wheel of Planet FPL, Clayton Fernandes.
Did he, eh?
Yeah, 84
cheeky
points.
Cheeky.
Malacia, Moreno, De Bruyne, Grealish, Watkins, Kane, Haaland. No fucking gooners in there, I noticed. That's probably why he did so well.
Because he knows they're going to smash us this week.
Wooden spoon. For the minus 56, 43 points from Donald Tor. Returns for Martinelli, Jesus. That was 27 of the 43. Four for Tony. That's it. Went treble Chelsea defensive. Didn't work out, unfortunately. For myself, Serge, I got 49 points. Not good. It's a net minus 7. Rashford captain. I didn't go Haaland. Watkins, Grealish and Malacia. my only returnees. You got less than me, but you didn't make
15. I didn't say a team.
You didn't make 15 transfers, did you?
To be honest with you.
Boo, so. You've been binned from the league. Actually, Suj never joined.
Was I even in the league?
No, you never joined it.
No. Fair play. But I did do a team for this week, and it is just pick your 15 players that you think are going to do all right for the week. So, you know, there's some value in my selections.
What you got?
So I have gone with, let me just set it up, because it's not set up properly. Loris in goal.
I think it was Fantasy Football Fix put their algorithm, and it's an algorithm, so I completely understand it, but their algorithm 11 was double Tottenham defence, Pedro Porro and Ivan Perisic. And I just looked at it and went to throw up inside, but go on.
Loris in goal. I have double Everton defence, Cody and Tarkowski.
Why have you gone Cody? He's not even playing.
Is he not?
He hasn't played for about five games.
I don't know. Cody comes out and I have gone double Everton defence, Patterson and Tarkowski. Coleman's injured, didn't he?
Coleman won't play this weekend. I wouldn't guarantee that Patterson does. Might move Godfrey to right back and play Mikulenko.
It's all right. If they don't play, then Nico Williams coming in, so it's fine. And Trent, I've got at the back as well. I've given him a little rollout, Trent. Midfield is McAllister, Saka, Martinelli, Grealish. Front line is Darwin, Jesus, Haaland, captain.
Do you not want Saka and Martinelli next week?
Get Odegaard and someone else. It's all good.
Right, as much as I took the piss out of Spurs, I've gone Hail Mary on this, fuck it. So, minus 56, I've gone four premiums. I've really stripped the budget on this. Jason Steele in goal, back four, double Everton defence, James Tarkowski and Michael Keane. I've gone for Gabriel of Arsenal, Victor Lindelof of Manchester United, midfield four of Riyad Mahrez, Kevin De Bruyne, Heung-Min Son, and Michael Olise up front, Harry Kane, captain Erling Haaland on the bench, Daniel Iverson, Jacob Murphy, Josh Sims, and Toti Gomez. And I might even need some of it, I suspect.
Josh Sims, not Ellis.
Everton
player.
What's his first name?
Ellis.
Is it Ellis Sims?
Yeah.
Who's Josh Sims?
Yeah, Bournemouth, Josh Sims, feels like.
No, wasn't he...
Josh Sims was at Bournemouth.
Who's the fucking the actor who was in Life on Mars?
What's Life on Mars?
It was a program with Philip Glenstar.
Sims is an English footballer.
Yeah, who's he play for?
plays for Scottish Premiership side Ross County. Playing career. He plays at Ross County. He was at Southampton, Josh Sims. 20 games for Southampton.
Ah, yes, he was young boy.
And then he moved to Reading on loan. Then he went to New York Red Bull.
Fuck me.
Then Doncaster Rovers.
Hold on, I feel like we was talking about him like 6 months ago. Has he done all of this in 6 months?
Nah. He was at Doncaster 2020-2021 and Ross County this season, 17 games.
Bloody hell.
He's a winger. It's Ellis.
Ellis Sims, yes, you're right. Yeah, Simnat, yeah.
Stay safe. Patrons, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend, whoever you go and watch or whatever you end up going to do. And we'll be back at you next week. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck. Play it your way. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.